Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Narlski. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Siski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Siski. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Siski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Foyles settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Foyles. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Klaus moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Klaus scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski fires to first and has Pearsall trapped. There's the throw to Strickland, who tags Pearsall for the out. Two outs. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles strikes out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Foyles and he is safe. Williams steals second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Narlski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearcel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Philly reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland is hit by the pitch. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0 for 1 in the game. Siski strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearcel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearcel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for George Strickland. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Woodling moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0-for-2 in the game. Narlski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Narragon now catching. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Suski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suski is 0-for-2 in the game. Suski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Leo Keeley now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a line drive towards the mound. Keeley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 3 in the game. Narlski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Zobchin strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.